about not being clued into Pentecost's importance until my 30s is that I've been able to really dig into what it means for my faith and the life of a church without the baggage of nostalgia. And there's no delightfully distracting Pentecost bunny to draw my attention away from the main character who acts today, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has been showing up in faithful followers' lives in myriad times, places, and ways. The Holy Spirit shows up in different ways in the Acts of the Apostles than in the Gospel of John. The Holy Spirit is never limited by our human storytelling. Pentecost is when we celebrate the Holy Spirit showing up in a big way, as told by Luke in Acts that Terry just read for us. But before we dive into that sacred story, I think it's helpful to step back and remember that this is really a wilderness time for Jesus' followers. In a short period of time, Jesus was crucified. He rose. He spent 40 days with his followers on earth, and then he ascended into heaven. Jesus' followers have gone from desolation to joy, all mixed with confusion and an ever-changing answer to the question, how do I live my life as a follower of Jesus, knowing what I know now? There is no community that has gone before them to show the way. Before he ascended, Jesus promised his followers the Holy Spirit, an advocate, a comforter, a guide. Today's sacred story begins slightly after that promise and ascension, with the entrance of the Holy Spirit in full color, glory, and drama. As the followers of Jesus walk into their wilderness, they walk into it in good company. Like any expression of God, the complete essence of the Holy Spirit cannot fit into one sermon. And so I'm going to focus on what I noticed this year that excites me about the Holy Spirit. Here it is. In Acts, not only is the miracle the diversity of people gathered, but also that the Holy Spirit allows those gathered to hear and understand different languages in their own native language. I spent my college year abroad, studying and working in China. For the fall semester, I was in Harbin, a large northern city with depressing architecture and a beautiful Mandarin accent. One of my classes was a one-on-one cooking class with Zhang Laoshi. Zhang Laoshi was a retired gentleman in his late 60s who would try to tempt me away from my vegetarian ways by trying to teach me how to cook things like pig's feet. I'm still a vegetarian. Twice a week, we would meet at his apartment, cook dinner, then eat with his wife, Zhang Taitai. Zhang Taitai was a small, round, jolly woman who enjoyed spending her retirement sitting on the street corner and talking to anyone who passed by. Every time I arrived at their apartment, Zhang Taitai would greet me with, "You're too skinny." I know that for their generation, a typical complimentary greeting was, "Ni pa pong la, you've gotten fatter." Extra weight indicated wealth and comfort to them, and so you would point out to your friends that you noticed their prosperity. Zhang Taitai's greeting was not a compliment. I'd agree and say something like, in American culture, we consider it impolite to talk about people's weight. You especially don't tell an American they're fat. She'd nod. Then we would repeat our ritual the next time I arrived. I assume that we both were just going to live within our own cultural comforts for our time together. The second semester, I moved south to Beijing to work. In the spring, I returned to Harbin for a visit. Zhang Laoshi invited me to eat with his wife and new American student. After the first course, Zhang Laoshi and his student returned to the kitchen to prepare what we were going to eat next. Zhang Taitai looked at me, leaned across the table, and said, "Don't worry, I haven't told her she's fat." I think my eyes widened and my jaw dropped a little. I thought, "You were listening to me?" I said something inarticulate, like, "I'm glad to hear it." Although this story is light, it helps me access something deeper about the Holy Spirit. It reminds me what it feels like to be heard across lines of difference, to be seen by another person, and to connect. And it reminds me that my responsibility as a follower of Jesus is to do the same for others. In Acts, the Holy Spirit did not make everyone speak the same language. The Holy Spirit did not wipe away differences of race and culture. The Holy Spirit allowed those present to hear and understand across those lines of difference, to hear and dream and imagine what a faith community like that could be. We've had 2,000 years. And sometimes I sit and wonder, why does this sacred story feel so different from our current narrative? What gets in the way of allowing the Holy Spirit to move in our lives and do the good, hard work of listening and understanding across lines of difference? Pointing fingers away from ourselves, really anywhere else, feels like the most comfortable answer. In Jesus' stories, though, time and again, he starts with his followers. He starts with deepening their faith so that they can go and live it out in the world. Our answers to these questions also need to start with ourselves. In Acts, even though they are in the wilderness, in unstable times, the followers of Jesus started by showing up and gathering. This, too, is an invitation to us to show up. Show up and worship. Show up and eat with others and listen. To show up by reading books by people with different perspectives than our own. To show up by listening to podcasts with stories that are not ours. An invitation to show up, not to judge and hone our arguments, but to listen deeply first and honor what is sacred. In Acts, there are disbelieving voices that block the Holy Spirit's action in their own lives. Several people sneered, blew off the whole event by saying they're tipsy, they're drunk. Peter acknowledges this statement and moves on. We too need to be conscious of voices in our lives that block the Holy Spirit's voice within us. For me, it's rarely the external voices. It's often my quiet internal voices of judgment and doubt that get in the way of letting the Holy Spirit dwell in me. And so my personal work has been to pay attention to my inner voices of quick judgment and snarky comebacks that arise from discomfort. Discomfort that includes hearing views that are different than my own, although they are spoken in the same language. Like Peter, I'm working on answering those internal voices with a little bit of humor in order to move on and be with the holy. On the flip side of the Holy Spirit allowing us to hear across lines of difference, it's important to note that any voices that put the dignity and well-being of one people or one person over the dignity and well-being of another are not from God. That which gets in the way of understanding others, that which is based in hatred, is never holy. What's exciting to me is the good news of this story, that the Holy Spirit is our companion in all times, so that we can hear and listen, so that we can connect across those differences, and so that we can begin to walk into a future living God's kingdom here on earth. As Peter proclaims today, the Spirit will be poured out on all people so that dreams can be dreamt prophecies can be named, and visions can be proclaimed. Today is Pentecost. Let us celebrate and welcome the Holy Spirit.